There's a lot of stupidity in this letter for sure, and it has nothing to do with your husband, okay? It's all about you, the letter writer. All right, come on, Tracy, Anthony.
Well,
let's go.
You know, I wouldn't be the one to call anybody stupid, but...
You don't have to. She said it herself.
No, yeah, but, you know, I think the question to be, how should I feel... That's never a question for somebody else. How do you feel? And I think feelings are never wrong. What you do with those and your behavior around them is what your part is. And she's obviously uncomfortable, and that's enough information to walk away.
Yep.
Okay. Well, the subject says, when does compassion become stupidity?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
My answer is...
His whole body language just changed.
My answer is, when you wrote this letter, that's when compassion became stupidity. Now... It raises a few questions on my end.
All right, let's
hear. How did the husband meet said stripper?
Well, yes. And one can assume at a strip club.
Yeah. She says that she's never met this person. Baby girl, you never will.
Okay.
They both haven't been in church in quite some time, so that means they're both heathens. And I recognize this because I'm a heathen myself.
Okay, good.
So that's why I can say that.
I understand. I understand. Thank you for clearing that up, Anthony.
It's just very interesting.
Yes.
This letter.
Tell me, why is it interesting, Anthony?
Because he... Maybe the husband is just trying to be Captain Save-A-Garden Tool.
Okay. Oh. Captain
Remember that song, Captain Save-A-Garden Tool?
I actually don't remember. E-40.
Captain Save-A-Garden Tool.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's probably what the husband is doing. Now, she signed off on this a couple of times by letting a strange woman and her two children come live with them. Why would you do that?
Why?
She had a very compassionate heart that was confused, thinking that compassion was actually the answer here, and it was really just closing your door. No is a complete sentence.
No is a complete sentence. Okay.
Yeah, it is. I like that, Tracy.
You know, the Swingers Convention was in New Orleans.
I'm not sure
how that
connects
with compassion. Yes, it was, Anthony. Yes, it was.
Last
I'm month? Just trying to figure out if this woman lives in New Orleans with her husband and was at the convention.
Doesn't sound like it.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like
Maybe
it.
Maybe they're trying to start their own convention.
Well, it sounds like he might be trying to start a convention. But she's not invited.
He's already started the convention.
Yeah.
I don't know, Shirley, what do you have to say about this?
Well, you know, like I said, he's not the one that's stupid. You're the one that's stupid for listening to him, for believing him. He's lying to you. He's playing you. He's cheating on you. He is not helping these women.
He's helping himself to these women. Why are you coming to that conclusion? She starts out saying he's a white knight.
No, I want her to wake up and see what's really going on.
Yes, if it looks like an apple, it's probably an apple.
Just doing his duty to save a garden tool.
Yeah.
There is nothing compassionate about this letter. A lot of passion, no compassion with his relationships with this woman. Yeah, you know, I think Tracy said it. You know, you need to walk away. Open your eyes. Wake up. This who? What wife lets her husband do this?
I don't even know if it's about lets or not lets, because it's her responsibility to take care of her own life, and this is not working. And she's clearly uncomfortable for a reason.
She's allowing
him. He seems to be having a ball, by the way. He's doing well.
She's allowing him to do this. I don't know a woman alive, except for this woman who wrote this letter, who would put up with this crap. I just don't know a woman alive
who would. I just don't understand why he continues to help these women out. I understand.
He's helping himself to the women.
Yeah, he's helping himself.
Not helping them. Come on. There's a big difference,
friends
Anthony.
Strippers need help, too, y'all.
Strippers need love, Tommy. Strippers need love, too.
Yes, they do.
They got daddy issues.
What's happening?
They need a man to love them unconditionally.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
We're going to hear from the
Can
nephew.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Can I
say it, Tommy.
I'm in love with a stripper.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.